Hey, it's Matt Sager on New Comic Book Release Day. So I've got a lot of stuff to read, books to catch up on, and hopefully review on this podcast. In the meantime, yesterday there was a fair amount of DC-related movie news. Some of it really sad. You know, Joel Schumacher, whose Batman movies of the 90s are not generally loved. I'm not especially a fan, but he made a ton of great movies throughout his very long career, and sadly he passed away at age 80 after a year-long battle with cancer. The much more uplifting DC news yesterday, really exciting stuff actually, is the ongoing rumor, reports circulating in industry rags like Hollywood Reporter, Variety, Deadline, to the effect that Michael Keaton is going to reprise his role, maybe not necessarily as Batman, but as an older Bruce Wayne, starting in the upcoming Flash movie, and going further, taking a role not unlike Sam Jackson in the Marvel Universe as Nick Fury, being a sort of mentor, a guy who helps spin the DC Universe into a more interconnected kind of web, a guy who says, do you know about the Justice League initiative? Do you know about alternate realities, connected worlds and dimensions, stuff like that? So that's really cool. And DC Extended Universe movie news continues today. There's a great piece in Variety. I'll link to it in the episode description. It's really worth your time to read. It's a conversation, a back and forth between Henry Cavill and Patrick Stewart about their roles and how they changed their lives. And these are two icons for anyone who's into this sort of thing. Patrick Stewart, of course, in addition to being Professor X, before that, absolutely redefined Star Trek for the better, playing, in my opinion, the absolute hands-down best captain ever, Picard, and spearheading years and years of excellent TV, changing the direction of Star Trek with The Next Generation. He's, of course, back now in the much more controversial and, honestly, slightly difficult Picard on CBS All Access. I know opinions on that vary wildly. My own take on it is, frankly, not cemented. But I know him to be an amazing actor, and I was fortunate enough to see him with Sir Ian McKellen on Broadway in Waiting for Godot, and he's just an unbelievable actor. As much as I love Star Trek, I don't even think Star Trek deserved an actor of this caliber. I mean, he is a master. Watching him, I watched the other night the two-parter Chain of Command episode of The Next Generation, and it was a great episode. But seeing an actor of that caliber, I was really taken aback. He's just so ridiculously talented. I'm sure you all remember, there are four lights. God, he is just ridiculously talented. Also much more talented than he's given credit for is Henry Cavill. His situation is a lot more complicated. He's been playing Superman since 2013's kind of controversial Man of Steel. I was not a fan. I know many people who were pretty turned off by that movie. How much of that had to do with Zack Snyder? In my opinion, quite a lot. Snyder's an objectivist who brings his philosophy into his movies. And so Cavill, through no fault of his own, found himself portraying a Superman who was conflicted, who wasn't sure that the human race necessarily should be saved, who spent a lot of time hiding from the world, doing the old Atlas Shrugged Fountainhead bit straight out of the Ayn Rand Objectivist Handbook, where if you're special, you don't share that with the world, you keep it to yourself. Think of all the hassle it could bring if you let the world in on your great powers and they don't have anything to offer you in return. So I remember, for instance, in Man of Steel, Jonathan Kent being like, nah, listen, if your school bus goes overboard, save yourself, screw the kids. Very un-Superman-like, un-Jonathan Kent-like, weird and off-putting. Then, of course, and you can't blame Cavill for this any more than you can blame Ben Affleck, who played Batman, but Batman vs. Superman was a now historical, infamous train wreck of a movie. Things generally didn't get better for Cavill and his portrayal of Superman. And again, I am very reluctant to lay any of this at his feet. Those first two movies, Zack Snyder owns them. I know we all suddenly love Zack Snyder because we're eager for the Snyder cut of the Justice League, which is kind of a different matter. And the reason, or at least one of the main reasons I support the Snyder cut of the Justice League, is that it can't be worse than the version that we saw in theaters. Which brings us back to Cavill and his awkward relationship and our vision of him as Superman and how it's been sort of sullied. Because Justice League, you would think that Batman vs. Superman was as low as it could go for him. But Justice League was horrifically disastrous, especially for Cavill's Superman. This, as we know, is the movie that Snyder was going to direct, that he in fact did direct a great deal of. Then after a terrible family tragedy, he had to abandon the project while they were in post-production. That was when Warners brought on Joss Whedon to not only finish the movie, but in fact, change a great deal of it and make several reshoots. This was really bad for a number of reasons. First of all, you take two directors' visions, mash them together while on a tight deadline. And then for Cavill, he was working on another movie at the time. He came in for the reshoots, but he was contractually obligated to have a mustache for this other movie. Superman, as he appears in Justice League, is clean-shaven. And so Warners made the disastrous decision, we all know this now, to frame by frame digitally remove his facial hair. The result is that beginning with the very first shot of Justice League and going on intermittently throughout the movie, Cavill's Superman looks like a monster. His face, where they digitally remove the hair, is so off, so wrong, that, I mean, for me, it actually made me nauseous. It was just my body and brain reacted to the unnaturalness of it. Ugh, it was like watching a robot breastfeed. The mind just couldn't fathom it. And so it actually does, even thinking about it, make me physically ill. And again, this is not any fault of Cavill's. So I am intrigued by what he told The Hollywood Reporter and Patrick Stewart in this article. Again, I will link to the article. Both actors have a ton of really cool stuff to say about their lives, their acting careers, and the roles that mean so much to them. But Cavill says he wants to keep on playing Superman for years, something I think he really ought to be given a chance to do. I think he has frankly been handicapped, first by bad scripts, bad philosophical underpinnings of the Superman solo films, and then a comedy of errors, mucking up the Justice League movie. I think he should get a clean slate and be able to play Superman unburdened by these problems. And then, you know, if we don't like him, let us say so. But he loves playing the character, and that means a great deal. That ought to give us all reason to want to see him play it. Cavill said to Stewart, quote, "I've always been a fan of Superman. With a character like that, you carry the mantle with you offset, and it becomes a part of your public representation. When you meet children, children don't necessarily see me as Henry Cavill, but they might see Superman. And there's such a responsibility which comes with that. Because it's such a wonderful character, it's actually a responsibility I'm happy to have. And I hope that I get to play more of Superman in years to come." He said, quote, "My life has changed dramatically because of it. And it has given me plenty of opportunity for roles. And yeah, it's been one of those characters which changed the entire course of my career. I'm incredibly grateful for it. And it's also taught me a lot about myself. He's so good. He's so kind. And when you start to compare yourself to him because you're playing him, you start to really look inwards. You say, am I a good person? Can I be a good enough person to play Superman? And if you ever hear a whisper in there, which is like, hold on a second, maybe not, then you adjust it and you make sure you are a better person. I think that's all we can do in life." That is a very noble set of sentiments, very committed both to the role of Superman and to the inspiration it's given him to be a better human being. That honestly makes me want to see him in the role. Someone who takes it that seriously. Someone who sees the purity in the character, no matter what DC, Warners, Zack Snyder, Joss Whedon, or anybody else has to say about Superman. He sees what's at the heart of the character, this desire for goodness. And he feels challenged by it. He wants to rise to the challenge. I think that's really, really cool. And so I really hope we all get to see Cavill back in the role. I think he could be an amazing Superman, and that we haven't seen the last of him in the role. That is certainly my hope. I think those sentiments speak of an actor who really deserves a chance to be a pure symbol of hope and goodness in the form of Superman. So here's hoping the ride isn't over yet for him and for us as moviegoers. Let us see Cavill back in the tights, cape, and wearing the big red S on his chest. Please let me know how you feel about all this. Go ahead and leave comments if you like. If you're checking this out on YouTube, please like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. If you're checking this out on a podcast app or network, please subscribe there and leave me reviews. Check out this episode's description as to how you can follow me on social media. and links you can follow if you'd like to support this podcast. Thanks as always, and I'll talk to you soon.